Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
God bless you, families and friends, and I'm here to tell you, you are blessed. I thank God for each and every one of you. It always, I know you probably like Pastor said that, yes, it's always a blessing to commune with our families and friends, regardless if it's in prayer, regardless if it's in inspiration, regardless if it's in sharing the Bible verses or dissecting the words, or just dropping a nugget where it belongs in your life. No matter where it be at, it's a blessing to commune with saints and friends, my God Almighty, that loves God and has a heart to seek after God. So I bless God for each and every one of you all over the world. My God Almighty, I thank God for you. Norway, France, we thank God for you. United Kingdom, we thank God for you and our family and friends right here in our own state of the United States. Tennessee, we thank God for you. Florida, we are praying for you, brothers and sisters. Texas as well. I know y'all sending prayers up here to Georgia as well. South Carolina, we thank God for you, and also we praying for you all as well. And we praying for everyone that has been devastated or went through as the storm or met its way through. We are praying through. But I know you're a strong tower, because at the end of the day, I know that you're an anchor in the Lord. Regardless of what comes your way, you just keep pressing and you just keep moving. Saints of God, I just thank God we're still in our celebration, my God, for our anniversary. So I thank God, my God, for what he is doing and down through the years or how far he done brought. It's a blessing and it's a heartfelt thing that see what God is doing. My families and friends, Apostle Chill, I thank God for him. He's going to be there on this Sunday, amen. We're going to try to get him in this week, amen. I'm going to try to get him in on this week, probably on Thursday or somewhere, Friday. But we're going to try to get him in and try to hear from him, amen. Families and friends, I still want you to just continue to pray. I still want you to get all over the world. I want you to listen, please. We still got our mother out there, our own mother, Helen. We're going to get ready to hear from her in a little bit. So let's get ready there to donate. As soon as I tell you and direct you where to go, I want you to begin to go ahead and sow and donate. Amen. And I know a lot of you has been helping out in Texas, been helping out in so many places, but we can use your help right here at home. Just a little bit of help. Amen. Right here at home. And I thank God for each and every one of you that's having the spirit to sow. Amen. This is where your blessings, this is where different things comes at in your life. I know you're doing a great job sowing into the church. Some of you probably doing a great job paying your tithes and all that. Amen. All that, that's good and fine. But when the true sowing is sowing into the lives of others, amen, understand that true sowing is sowing into the lives of others. Now, I want you to begin to walk into that place as a true sower. Amen. That is the true sower. My God Almighty, please dissect the word. You will find that out. God bless you all. Listen, saints of God, I'm not going to hold too much time up, and I just want to once again tell y'all thank you for everything that you do for ADM Ministry. We thank God for you. We thank God for everything that he is doing through each and every one of you. Different ones is families and friends that is traveling back home and going back and assessing different damage or different things. We just pray that your travel and mercy be with you, and we'll pray that at the end of the day, that no matter what the storm or no matter what you're going through, that there is a blessing with your name on it. So everybody, I want you to keep your heads up. My God, keep your shoulders rolled back and understand there is a blessing with your name on it. Because at the end of the day, let the enemy come in, let the storm do what he want to do. Because at the end of the day, what the enemy meant for bad, God meant it for good. And everything that the enemy thought he don't destroy and he thought he don't wipe you out, God got a, my God, a blessing that is transitioning in your way. All you're doing is going through a transition process from the mess unto the blessing. Y'all hear me? Transition from the mess to the blessing. And it's just a transition process that you're going through, and you want to go ahead and go through it for you begin to receive your blessing when right now. Pastor, you about to slow that down, brother. No problem, because I'm not the speaker or the Bible teacher for the night. Amen. So we're going to get ready to call in our very own Mother Jackson. Right after her, I need Mother Helen. Go ahead and press 1. Whatever line she on, just go ahead and press 1 on your phone. And we're going to get ready to bring in our very own Mother Helen right after that. Amen. Brother Jackson, God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. God bless you too, Pastor Temple.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, first I give you honor, who's the head of my life. And to Pastor Temple and the First Lady Temple and every member of the ADM member, ADM ministry. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you once more again, God. Oh, God, how much we thank you. Thank you, God, for keeping us, shielding us, and protecting us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We pray, God, this day that you continue to create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, God. We pray, God, that you continue to shield our heart, God, so malice and jealousy and hatred won't get into it, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, that you continue to shield our minds, God, that we'll keep our minds stayed on you, God, the things that are true and in love, Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So we just thank you, God, even through the storm, God. We know a lot of people have been this demonstrated, God, but we pray today, God, that you continue to encourage them, God, no matter what. Just know that God is still with you. He loves you no matter what we go through. God, let us continue to hold on, God. Hold on to your faith, God. Hold on to your words, God, that you have branded on our heart in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue to lead us and to guide us, God, in the right direction, God. We realize we can't do nothing without you, God, but we know that we can do all things to you that strengthen us, God. We lift up each and every one's family today, God. Continue, God, to walk with them, to shield them and protect them in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up every man that it is in each and every household, God. We pray, God, that you continue to save them, deliver them, and set them free, God. Oh, God, let them stand firm in you, God, like never before, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you touch their hearts today, God, like never before, Lord. We need you, God. We need you like never before, God. We see, God, that you're moving, God. We recognize what you're telling us, oh, God. Let us, oh, hallelujah today, God. Let us continue, God, to call upon your name, God. Get our life in order. Come to the little shape like never before, God. Get our heart in order, our minds, God. Oh, the way we speak, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you begin to speak through these lips of clay like never before, God. Teach us what to say, how to say it, God. Teach us what to pray about and how to pray, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, this day, God. Hope that we come to the Lord, God, to reach out to someone today, God, to love on them, to encourage them along the way in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We lift up every elder person that it is, God. We pray, God, that you continue to shield them and protect them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let them know that they're not alone because you're with them and you love them like never before. Oh, God, we thank you today, God. Oh, God, as we walk this Jesus journey, God, oh, we realize, God, sometimes it can be a lonely journey. Oh, we have to remember that you're constantly walking with us, that you're constantly talking to us in the name of Jesus, God. So we just look to the ear which coming out help, realizing all our help coming from you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift every ministry up today, God. We pray, God, that you continue to pour into them. As you pour into them, God, let them pour out to us like never before, God. That truth roll out like never before, God. We truly need all the truth, God, in these last and every days, God. Some people, hallelujah, they don't even want to hear about Jesus. So they've been led and talked the wrong way. They've been said things that never should have been said, God. Oh, God, but we pray today, God, that you continue to heal their hearts, God. Don't let them give up. Let them know that you love them and you're with them. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up our husband today to you, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you make them men of God, the way you would have them to be, God. Let them be prayer warriors also, God. Let them be watchful over their household, God. Watch for who they entertain. Watch for who in their circle. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for deliverance, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you. We can't say nothing but thank you, Lord. But we ask that you continue, God, let us push the right number before God. Push the no more, say God. Push it when we don't even think we have no more to push, God. Because we realize, God, if you hold no more, say God. It don't know nobody shot that. Lord, we realize that you filled us with the Holy Spirit, God. And we thank you, God, it comes on no more, say that you're leading us and guiding us into our truth. In the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for the fire, God. Continue to turn our fire up like never before, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the tests and the trials that we have to go through, God, because it's all for our good. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. We lift up our enemies up to you, God. We thank you, Lord, that we can still love our enemies, God, in spite of our, oh, God. We can love the one that has spitefully disused us. The minor name of Jesus God. So I pray, God, today, everybody that has a gift to hear, God, have a little shake. Tune in today. Oh, continue to reach out to Jesus. Continue to just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord move. We realize, God, that you are good all the time. We thank God for saving us and delivering us and setting us free in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up every child that it is today, God. Continue to watch over them, God. Save them and deliver them, God, and lead and guide them in the right direction. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray that you protect them, God, wherever they may be and going, God. Give them traveling mercy also. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We thank you, God, for shielding and protecting our home, God. Because we realize, God, a thief, a robber could have broke in, God. Hey, but since it didn't happen, God, we realized it was all you, God. None of us, God. Not even the burglar bars that we have on the doors in the window, God. But it was you, safe, keeping us safe in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord. These things we ask in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mother Jackson. God bless you.
God bless you too, Mother Helen.
Yes, I'm not going to be before you long, but I give honor to God, who's the giver of life to all of us, and honor to my pastor, Temple Spencer, First Lady Leticia.
Amen.
And before I get into my message, I would like to just share a testimony. On Monday, well, first of all, I thank God for being obedient, because my pastor had mentioned to Pastor C that he didn't want me in that house because I do live alone. He just didn't feel good, but he didn't know I already had my bags packed coming to Pastor C's house. So I got a call from my neighbor, and they are people that, you know, just don't call you on general principle. So I knew it was something, and he began to tell me what happened. It, first of all, it just kind of was like a shock. But then I thought that all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord or call according to his person. He told me that the tree had fell in his house roof and in my roof. And I had no idea what to expect when I got over there. And I'm telling you, you talking about a house that's tore up from the floor up. It was, but I still didn't get upset. Because on last week, God had told me to talk about the 91st Psalms. And that's what I want to talk about tonight. That it, to know that I was hidden in the shadow, under the wings of the Almighty. And I thank God for that. You have to excuse me. It's overwhelming. I'm not overwhelmed because of my house is tore up, but I'm just thanking God that I wasn't in the house, because where the tree fell, I would have been sitting at that table writing or studying my word. But it just so happened I was at Pastor C's house, and I thank God. I thank God for prayers, and I thank God, everybody under the sound of my voice, for your assistance. I just thank you, and I praise you, and I just give God all the glory. There's nobody like him nowhere. I thank you, Lord. I praise you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. I'm just going to read a few verses from the 91st Psalm. He said, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. That means know your position. Stay in God. no matter what it looks like, no matter what come your way, just hold your position. Dwell in the shelter of the Most High. Don't go into battle unarmed. That means take the word of God. Pray continually to the Father. Praise and worship to God always. Proceed toward in Christ. And the key word to this psalm is security. Just one word. And it say, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. If we don't trust God, who do we have? He's all we need. This is
Amen.
A testimony that we know that we can always trust God, no matter what come the way. Even if the tree did fall and tear my house, I still trust Him. I'm still under the shadow of the Almighty. I know that He's going to keep me. Whatever come up on me, God is on my side, and I will keep looking to the hill from which comes all of my help. All of my help coming from the Lord. Oh, my God, I thank You. And then the 13th and 14th verse says, You will tread upon the lions and the cobra. You will trample the great lions and the serpent. That means no matter what. You could tear the tree, fall into the house, whatever's going on with you. That's like a serpent. Don't fall apart. Just stay under the wings of the Almighty. He said, because He loves me, that means He loves you too, says the Lord. I will rescue you. I will protect you, for He acknowledged my name. That means He know Mother OG, Mother Helen, Sister Walker, whatever I'm called. Jesus know me. He knew me before I came out of my mother's womb. He knew all of this was going to happen. But I thank God for ADM. Because I believe I would have fell apart if I didn't have the guidance and the love from a pastor and his wife, from Pastor C to all everybody on the front line. I thank You. And the 15th verse says, He will call upon me, and I will answer. I will be with him in trouble. That means that he's with you at all times, whatever's going on. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life would I satisfy him and show him my salvation. That's all of it. He who dwells under the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will always say the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress and my God in whom I will trust. And you know, when I get stressed out, I just write. I just write. I mean, I used to write from when I was 12 years old, but somewhere along the line looked like I got writer's freeze. But ADM, I thank God for you, because pastor just let us go and do what we want to do, decent and in order, as long as it's in God. And I got to thinking about awakened deliverance. What could I say about that name? And what I did, I say awakened. I said, A is for the ark of safety. W, wisdom from God. A, we are anchored in Jesus' name. K, kindness of God. E, eternal life for believers. N, name given directly from God. Deliverance, dreams and vision. Exodus, example of God's care. Love for God. Integrity and image of God. Voice of God. E, encourage and rebuke with all authority. Redeem because of unfailing love. Acknowledge that God's way is always right. He's a noble man that make noble plans. Clarion call to salvation. And last but not E, that E from on the end of deliverance say, He has eager ears that hear the cry of the oppressed. And if you had to talk about ministry, put that together. That means service to God's people. Service when God directs you to do something for God's people. In other words, it's just a ministry that we all are just servants. We all have to learn to reach out and love one another. We don't know what day it could be your time, but I don't want you to feel sorry for me. Just keep me lifted in prayer. Because I'm on my way, and I thank God. I don't have no malice in my heart, no anger or anything. So whatever God want to do, hey, do it for me. Like the song say, make a change in me, oh God. Make a change in me, oh God. And I would live with you forever. I know that you are my shepherd and I shall not want. You are the light and salvation, of whom shall I be afraid? And I just thank God for my pastor. Thank God for the ADM family. I just thank God for Pastor C. I just thank everybody. And this, I'm going to turn it back into my pastor because I'm excited. I'm excited. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Thank you for keeping us through none of those things. Pastor, take it over, please.
You go ahead and praise him. My God, I don't know what to do, is shout, to shed tears, to holler. I don't even know which direction, where to go. But I want to say this here, Saints of God, Mother Helen, as she wrote down Awakened Deliverance, we want to keep that. That's going to be something, going to be a part of our ministry. It really touched my heart and it really defined, and she really heard from God as she's writing that. So every new member that comes to be a part of the ministry, from here to God don't call us home or the mission don't stop, we will be giving them a part. We will be giving them that. So I want to get a copy of that. We need to go ahead. I want to go ahead and stamp that and put that into the ministry files. Amen. That was very beautiful, and we're going to keep that. Saints of God, I don't know what to say right now. I'm really just shouting. But as Mother Helen was talking, the Holy Ghost, he began to speak to me, because, you know, sometimes me and the Holy Ghost speak. We go to talking like, you know, we best friends, and we really talk to each other on a down-to-earth level. You know, I know some of you probably special religion, they probably, whoa, you mean, yeah. You know, God and them, they really understand, and they really have a down-to-earth level. It's not all spirit. He began to speak to me, and it began to ask the question, what if the beginning of time when Mother Helen came into encounter, that she rejected the move that God had for her, would the process played out the same way, or would it played out different? So many of us, we wrestle against the process that God has taken us, because we don't understand the direction or with God. And we begin to wrestle and begin to fight, and some of us stand back and don't even go along the process that God take us. Saints of God, you got to understand something. You might be in a place right now, because at the end of the day, your journey and your direction is dealing with your obedience, not so much of your understanding. Some of you is trying to understand God, where God is trying to tell you, I need you to obey me. And we'll get caught up into with what we, our intellect or our knowledge and our wisdom and what we think, and we'll try to use that process to control God's movement and for our life. Imagine that if Mother Helen or anybody never came in contact with the men or obeyed God to move. It doesn't matter if you listen in the world, all over the world, it could be another place or that place. You stuck in the same place and you stuck in a valley. This is why I tell anybody, this is serious. People lie. This is no money game. People lie is at stake. Imagine. You just with a chuckling job, you know the folks is not right. You just there because of loyalty to the individual. But yet, when your time is in crisis, you need a serious direction. And now you got folks playing with you. Your life could be at stake. We got to get out of a place to where we got to trust God for our life. Because if, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. If we don't trust God for our life, some of people right now today did not live a long life, and they live a premature life because they did not follow the directions of God. They followed the directions of everybody else, and everybody else pulling, and what everybody else think you should do, but yet you have not followed the directions of God, and it detort your destiny. Deterred your destiny. Saints of God, oh, my God, you might be in a place right now, and you might looking in your life and just saying, Lord, I want to make this decision, but I'm not sure to make this decision. I want to make these moves, but I'm not sure. You got to follow God, because the decision that you can make right now, it might be a decision that will save your life in the future. Don't get so caught up into what naysayers say, and you get caught up what is best for your life and follow God. It's not for you to understand everything, but it's just for you to walk. If I sit here and tell each and every one of you that I understand things that God say at times, things that God tell me, the things that God tell me to move, I'll be sitting up here telling you a lie. All I know, just be obedient to what he's saying. Be obedient. This is not a time, saints of God, where you're dealing with folks because this is where my mom and them go. This is where my sister and them, I don't know why I'm over here. This is where my auntie and them go. This ain't a time for that foolishness. Your spirit is at stake. Your life is at stake. And some people today is feeling the effects of judgment where they could have followed God. We got to use wisdom. We need to be hearing from God. This is no game, and I hope there's some pastors and some apostles and leaders in here. If you're playing with God's people, you need to quit it. People's lives is at stake. What if I was one, an individual, that say, you know what? God's going to keep y'all safe. Y'all just need to sow a seed. Stop being fearful. You stay right there where you at. God ain't going to let nothing happen to you. Saints of God, we got to get into a place to where I am refusing to let who going to guide my spirit and guide my walk with God. I can care less how well I know you. I can care less who been here. I can care less what you say. Because at the end of the day, I want to make sure I'm walking that right path with God. Because the path that I walk, it could be a path that determines if I'm going to live here a full stint of life, or determine I'm going to be out of here early. It's going to be a determination if I'm going to live in prosperity or I'm going to stay here and lack in profit. It could be a determination if I'm going to go to the place of peace and joy and happiness, or I'm going to always stay frustrated and complaining and always point out what everybody else is doing and never see myself. Choose this day who you're going to serve. Choose this day who you're going to walk with. Because I know him as a protector. I know him as a provider. I know him as a shielder. I know him as a mill in the middle of wheel. I know him as. Who do you know God as? Do you know God for yourself? Or do you know God through your leader? Or through your prayer partner? Who is God to you? Do you really know God? Are you willing to get up everything and just to walk, even though the walk might be uncomfortable at times, but you know that it's God leading you? If you really don't know him, I want you to repeat after me all over this world. I want you to ask God, first of all, to forgive you for the things that you have done that is unpleasing to his sight, for the things that you know of and the things that you don't know of. And I want you to begin to ask him and say, Father, Please come into my heart. Lead me and guide me. Connect me to vessels that is connected to you. Lead me to the right source that is not out there or have a motive of gain to build an empire off of what I could do for them, but have a motive and a heart to after you and to care for your people. Show me God, who is right and a right fit for my family life, for my life, to help empower us spiritually and help lead us spiritually. This day, God, we denounce everything that is not like you. We denounce ungodly teaching. We denounce ungodly literature. We denounce misinterpretation and misdirections of the word. We denounce it now. And twine into us the true author who you are. This day, God, we follow after your direction. Regardless if it might make me feel some type of way. But we trust you, Lord. My God, my heart is going out, saints of God. I thank God for each and every one of you. My God, Jesus, Lord, have mercy. I don't know what to say right now. I don't know what to say right now. This is the why lives are for real here. Your life is for real. One misjudgment, one mistake of decision. Somebody trying to plan something or trying to misinterpret something and trying to get something for you, it could cost you your life. And it don't cost many of you your life. Spiritually, you trying to live spiritually off a life support breathing system that is constantly trying to keep you by. And the moment they shut the machine off, or the moment you get shut off of something, that's the moment you begin to die. I don't know who you are. I don't know who this listening to or who this for. ADM welcome you. We welcome you. We are a ministry that loves God. And we are a ministry that prove our love, not by words, but also by action. We thank God for each and every one of you, saints of God. My God, this has been a very hard touch for us. Wednesday. It's Wednesday. I just don't know what else to say. Like Mother Helen said, she's absolutely right, and I thank God for her because she is the epitome of what a mother of a strong tower is. Saints of God, we got to stop allowing things to take us out, pull us away. We don't even want to pray no more. We don't even want to go to church and do different things because I got a headache. My body changed. Baby, you got to understand, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. You got to keep pushing. You push. Because while you pushing, this could turn into a blessing. While you pushing, God will understand and you prove yourself to God. You keep pushing. Don't allow nothing to stop you. Don't allow no situation, no issues, or different things that comes up. Saints of God, don't allow it to stop you. Yes, hold your head down for a minute. Shake it. Then after that minute is up, you lift your head up and roll your shoulders back and understand that God is in control and I got to keep going. And what the enemy meant for bad, God going to mend it for good. And a turnaround is just a turnaround. And everything that you see that as you turn around, you might see a mess, you might be talked about, you might feel bad, you might feel rejection. But you keep turning around because as you keep to turn around and get repositioned, that is light and blessing right there waiting in front of you. God bless each and every one of you. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. God bless you.